Hey, everybody. I need to take a moment out of this podcast just to talk to you just briefly about Anchor. Anchor is the platform that I use to make this podcast, and I have to tell you that it is a game changer. I was really nervous about how to find the time to record my podcast and to get it out to the world, and Anchor made it such an easy process. Everything is in one place. You just sign up. It distributes everything to all of the different platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, all of those. And literally all you need to do is record and edit just straight from the platform. It is a game changer because it's so easy. Check it out today by downloading the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. I highly recommend it. It's what I use, and it has been a game changer for myself and for other people who are listening to my podcast. So go check it out.
Welcome to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. This podcast is for entrepreneurs, service-based business owners, and consultants who are ready to create, launch, and sell their expertise through the creation of profitable online courses. The real question is this: how do you package your message in a way that creates a scalable business for you and creates a bigger impact in the lives of your customers? This podcast will answer that question. Join me as we explore key tips and concepts to build a strong foundation to your online course business. We will look at the why and the how of the course creation framework. While sales and marketing your offer are critical, you also need to be able to sell something of value and substance. That's where the course creation framework comes in. This podcast is not for everyone. This is for people who want to get real results. We value the customer and learning experience. We are passionate about the transformation our customers will get and want to create an empire of raving clients and fans. We also believe that building an online course can be fun, creative, and profitable. So tune in every day for inspiration and practical tips to grow your business through profitable online courses.
Hey, 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 everybody. It's Tara Bryan. Say, today's episode is titled, What's Your Problem? One of the core things that will determine whether or not you're successful is whether or not you're able to clearly articulate and agitate the problem that your avatar or customers have. And of course, with the problem that they have, you're the one who's going to provide them with the solution. And it's super important, regardless of what it is that you're working on, right? You could be working on your sales letter, you could be working on your funnels, you could be working on your courses. What you need to be really, really clear about is what is the problem that you're trying to solve for your perfect avatar, and then agitate that problem and give them the results that they're looking for. So this becomes super important, especially when you're trying to figure out, will people buy what I'm interested in selling them, right? So there has to be some sort of problem that you're solving. And sometimes you can look at what you're passionate about and look at what you are interested in, and then pick out something that's the problem that people are trying to solve and that people would pay for. And this becomes really important, especially if you're working in something that doesn't have a clear result. Healthcare is really easy, right? You can say, you know, you're going to take this program, and at the end of this program, the end of 2 weeks or 60 days or whatever your thing is, you're going to see, you know, that you've lost weight and that you're eating healthier and your skin is better, like all these things, right? So it's very tactical, very tangible results that you're giving them. But if you're selling a service that doesn't have that straight line to wealth, health, or relationships, you have to make sure that you're able to articulate how the result will help them in their lives and solve that problem. And that's a little bit of a switch for a lot of people to make as they go out and start selling or creating something that they want to send out to people. So I have a client I'm working with right now, and the challenge that she's having right now is nobody's necessarily buying what she's selling. And one of my biggest recommendations is to look at what is the problem that you're trying to solve and clearly articulate that problem and say how your result will help fix that problem. If there's not a problem, it's going to be really hard to get people to purchase whatever it is that you're selling, right? And that's the case in this situation, is there isn't a clear problem that is like gotten that buyer, that customer motivated with that pain, right? So you're going to solve that pain, you're going to solve that problem. They have to be personally and emotionally invested in order to solve that problem. Otherwise, they're not going to care, right? And so if you're in that situation where you're not getting a lot of traction and or you're starting out and you want to make sure that you're able to solve a particular challenge in order to grow and scale your business, start with what is the problem that you're trying to solve? What is that pain that you're trying to get somebody over so they have a different result at the end of it? And what I recommend that people do is just literally on a piece of paper, brainstorm all of the problems that you're solving with the particular result that you have. And that's going to help you get to the heart of the problem. The other thing, especially in my business that I have is I said, whoa, we're solving multiple problems. But there's one core problem that's going to get to sort of knock down the dominoes of the other problems, but it's also the one that is creating the most angst for that customer. That is the one you want to focus on, especially as you're looking at the result that you're creating with the courses that you're building or anything else that you're selling. One thing that I was on a webinar this weekend, and it was a super helpful diagram of, it's called the Ready Buyer Matrix from Greg Hickman. And he had referenced this from somebody else, so he didn't make this up, but the matrix or the quadrant was people who are buying now, people who are buying later, and people who are never going to buy from you. And when you look at that and you look at 50% of the people out there may have the problem, but they're not motivated to do anything about it. So they're not going to buy from anyone. They're not going to want any course or any service or any product. And then you have 15% who are ready to buy now, who are, their problem is so intense that they want to solve it now. And so they're going to start purchasing from you or from anyone right now. And then 85% of that 50% are going to buy later. So between 18 and 24 months, right? So maybe the pain's not as great now, or there's some other way that they're able to solve that at the moment, but they know within that 18 to 24 month time period, they're going to solve that particular problem. And that could be your course or your product or somebody else's. So you really need to think through that when you're creating creating your course, creating your business that you're going to be doing, because if you're not articulating the problem and agitating the problem, people aren't going to be able to see how your result or your unique solution is going to solve that problem. So focus there before you start writing, before you start building a course, before you do any of that. So we've talked about the fact that, you know, in order to find your topic, it's something that you're passionate about, something that you want to talk about and teach about, but it also is finding the right people who are interested in that topic. And part of that is that they have some sort of problem that you're able to provide a result for and a solution for. So use this today. Write down the problem that you're trying to solve and try and articulate one main problem that will knock down the dominoes of all sort of the sub problems or issues that people have with your result and with the solution that you're providing. And it needs to be as clear as possible. And sometimes that means you have to niche down or just choose one problem that you're going to create a result for, and then later on, maybe you create some other things in the future that will help move that person through the next problem that they have, right? So if you think about it, when you have an issue, then you get the resolution for that particular issue. And then guess what? Another one pops up because you're progressing, you're growing. There's a different sort of level or challenge that comes up as you go. And so you have a particular problem, you need it solved. Then once it's solved, then something else is popping up. So keep that in mind when you're building your course or you're building your product, is that you don't have to hit all of the problems at the same time. There are many ways to take somebody through that journey that they're having. So focus on the one main problem that may sort of overarchingly help everything else. And that's going to ensure that what you're creating is going to make the impact that you want. So again, kind of going back to the client that I have and the struggle that she's having around this is that she cannot articulate the problem that she's trying to solve from her client's perspective. She's going very global and saying, well, it will do this and it will change the industry and it will make a difference in the customer's clients, but hasn't been enough of a pain point for that customer that she's trying to sell to. And so it's not causing them to get out their credit card. It's not causing them to move because there's not enough of an issue. And so what is that issue that's out there? And again, usually it's health, wealth, or relationships, right? Community or the bottom line and getting money or being more healthy, right? Those are usually the triggers that cause people to actually take action and to do something. So what is that thing that will take your customer from where they are right now to taking action? And focus on that and just brainstorm that list and see where you end up. Because my guess is that there's one overarching sort of issue or problem that is the thing that would make them move from where they are right now to where they ultimately want to be. So take that with you today. Hopefully this serves you. Write comments, rate this podcast so other people can see it and hear it. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Hey, everybody, wanted to come on at the end of this episode and let you know about an event that's coming up in August of 2023. So we are super excited to announce the second annual Gamify My Course Camp 5-day challenge that's coming up. It is totally free. And listen, what it's going to do is help you think about how do you add participation? How do you add more engagement and opportunities for your people to actually get results in your online programs? And each day we're going to jump on live with actionable tips for you to be able to do that. So I would love to invite you to sign up for the Gamify My Course Camp, which is going to be August 7th through the 11th with a special bonus session on the 14th. So come and join us. Can't wait to see you at camp this year because listen, your kids get to go to camp, other people get to go to camp. So I think over the summer, we should all go to camp as well. All right. So we're going to do fun activities like tug of war and archery practice and different things like that. So go check out our page at bit.ly/2023_gamify. That is how you can get a hold of us. In the show notes, there should be a QR code and this link for you to jump on and register. It's totally free and would love to see you on August 7th. All right, there you go. Have a great day.